To our listeners born in 2010, or their parents, it's time to apply to kindergarten in New York City. Whether you want to enroll in the school across the street or in a specialized program in another neighborhood, you need to submit an application by February 13th. WNYC's Yasmin Khan talked to parents trying to find just the right place for their kids.
To find a school that may be a good fit, first, channel your rising kindergartner. What's your child like?
She does love to read. She loves to count. She's always on her iPad or her Mac.
I think she'd be happy in a school that has a small class size.
And add your parent perspective.
Getting him accustomed to the process of learning, it's not something he should be afraid of.
A school that is not so test-focused.
Then educate yourself. That was Paul Fisher from Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, Stephanie Kelly from Chelsea, and Steve Trent from Battery Park City. They made it out one evening after work to hear an education department staffer explain, in plain English, how to apply to kindergarten.
So, at this time, the important thing for you to be doing is understanding school options.
One key message, visit schools. Most kindergartners in New York City attend their zone school right in their neighborhood, but they don't have to, so parents can shop around.
Layla gave us a great sentence. How many words were in her sentence?
At the Brooklyn Brownstone School in Bedford-Stuyvesant, there are tours for parents every Wednesday morning. On this day, seven parents follow a school staffer in and out of classrooms.
We do have a certified art teacher.
In the hallway, they browse bulletin boards with student essays and artwork. Parents learn the school has art and music classes and dedicated classrooms for those subjects. Each classroom has a smart board. The school uniform, as parents can see, is a khaki polo and navy pants or skirt. They have questions about class size and outside time.
Now, if it's 32 degrees or below, we don't take them outside.
The tour ends in Principal Nakia Haskins' office. She talks up her school's assets, but isn't trying to sell parents too hard.
And I always caution you to choose the right school for your child and not necessarily the right school for you. So my son and I are different people, and who I am as an educator and who he is as a student are totally different. And it was really, I had to make a choice, kind of like the school that I would love and the school that I knew that was best for him.
During this kindergarten shopping season, it's not just parents getting out there. Haskins also works to advertise her school. She reaches out to early childhood centers, like the many new pre-K programs nearby.
I feel like it's our responsibility to establish that relationship. And so we do call them and say, hey, we found out you have a pre-K. We are now, you know, a public elementary school in your neighborhood and are an option for some of your parents. Can we come and speak to you?
The tour wraps up and parents rush off to work.
And make sure your application has complete and correct information.
Donna Frances Miller says this is one of six schools she's looking at for her son.
I'm looking for a nurturing environment.
She likes what she sees here.
I went to PS 38 and they have a lot to offer. But I think this also has a lot to offer, just on a smaller scale.
She still has time to weigh options. Applications are due Friday, February 13th. Families get kindergarten placements in April. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.